Kissen.
This is Semi Media. Semi Broadcasting. All round the world. On the spot. On the spot. On the dot.
Okay, yes, sir. We are seeing all these protests happening right now, and from the pictures and videos, it is very clear that the road to into the Beitbridge border post has been blocked by protesters. And in the same way that it has been blocked on the South African side into the border post, I also see here a photograph that you that has been sent to us of a haulage truck coming from South Africa with a large consignment that has been blocked from entering into Zimbabwe. What's your interpretation, sir? You are from Transform Zimbabwe, and if you could please introduce yourself, sir.
Okay, my name is Hassan Mutembo, the National Secretary for Transform Zimbabwe. I think this is a reaction, and it shows that people are not happy with the implementation of the new SI, which is import goods like furniture and household goods and the other items like blankets and the food items. You find people are hungry, people don't have money, people are not employed, people are surviving on selling goods, and this SI instrument is actually crippling every person who was doing trade. Every cross-border have been crippled, and we are saying this is not good for the economy, which has failed to employ people, and people have tried to survive on their own, and they are crippling the same thing. And we have some manufacturers that have goods been staying at the border for more than a week now because of the issue of import license. And for every entry into the system of Zimra that it does not have an import license, they are charging a fine of $2,000 and requesting you to bring an import license. And the manufacturers are complaining that they are having demurrage, being charged around $350 per day for the trucks that are waiting for import license, and also on top of that they have to pay another $2,000 for license penalty, which is even unbearable in such an economy. So people are not happy.
So this statutory instrument, when exactly was it introduced?
It was introduced a week ago. It was just introduced without even involving all the stakeholders. It was implemented without involving every stakeholder involved. Even they are saying it's for finished goods, but we have raw materials that have been affected at the border because they want a license from the. So it's not true that it is for finished goods. It's also affecting raw materials.
So what is likely to happen in brief? What's your interpretation? What's likely to happen at the end of today? I see right now it is getting to nearly 3 o'clock.
What is going to happen? I foresee retaliation. What South African side is doing is retaliation, because a policy for a nation that is part of COMESA, that is part of SADC, part of WCO, when you implement your policy, it should also not affect another country. This policy is affecting in terms of whatever. So South Africans are bitter about it, Zimbabweans are bitter, so it's a joint operation of bitter people. And I foresee South Africa retaliating in many ways because their trade is being affected. As of now, we find that trucks even in transit through South Africa cannot go through the post. Even those going to Zambia and Malawi, they've been affected. So situation is going on again, just because of a misinformed statutory instrument that came out.
Also, other countries as well use the same port.
Yes, Beitbridge, you find out Zimbabwe, we are a landlocked country, and we are used as a transit country through which goods coming from South Africa pass through Bedbridge to Zambia, to Malawi, to DRC. And at the end of the day, we might have a challenge whereby they will change the route to try and use the Botswana routes and or through Namibia there, and it will affect the country again and cripple the whole economy more.
I see. And so your recommendation as a party to this whole scenario here is that the statutory instrument must be scrapped. People must be allowed
to be scrapped forthwith. Actually, you don't just bring a statutory instrument to smuggle it into the people where a person who had crossed the border in the morning, when he came back in the evening, well, it already changed. You see, you make a purchase today, goods arrive even 30 days after. So we need a policy, need about 6 months to be people to be educated about it and be informed not to use a policy as a way of achieving a hidden agenda like this.
Thank you very much, sir. And very last but not least, the goods that are being impounded by Zimra here, they are perishables. Is it cooking oil? Just give us a rough rundown on some of those goods that you know that Zimra is blocking people from taking into Zimbabwe.
Goods like blankets, beds, all the furnitures, they're impounding all those goods. And you find for a person who have brought in blankets, for him to or her to get a license, it will cost more than $100, and which means for your blanket, you'd rather say they would rather take it than you would try and get a license to import that blanket. It would be very expensive.
Sir, thank you very much, and please do keep us updated if you get to encounter anything that has not.
This is Zimai Media, broadcasting all around the world, all around on the spot, on the spot, on the dot.